there is even more bad news for Kodiak schools. The proposed 25% cut to education, which works out to $5.8 million locally, is what the governor wants to cut for the next fiscal year, the one beginning July 1st. But on top of that, Governor Dunleavy also wants to take the unprecedented action of cutting money from the current year's budget, the one that was approved last year and on which the school district has already made financial commitments and has already spent much of. Kodiak schools would lose approximately $7 million. The plan is to make the cuts in what's called the supplemental budget. That's basically an adjustment to the previously approved budget for the year. To compare it to a family budget, think about if your goal this year is setting aside money for a vacation, but then the furnace blows and needs to be replaced. You juggle family funds from different accounts or decide to tap into savings and maybe even forego the vacation to cover costs. The state of Alaska makes allowances for unexpected expenses to the budget through the annual supplemental budget.
The supplemental budget, there was talk that Kodiak was going to take a huge cut in the supplemental budget. Is that still, that's the current year's budget. Are they still talking about doing that?
Well, yes. You know, we passed that last year. We passed it in the House and the Senate. The governor signed it. It was a bill. It was law. And what we heard in the supplemental was to claw back that $20 million for this year and then $30 million for the coming year. So that's another cut. It's $20 million across the whole state, so I'm not sure the exact amount that it impacts Kodiak, but still about $500,000, I believe, somewhere in that area. So, no, that's on top of this percentage I'm talking about for next year.
Right. And so my question is, it seems unfair and rather unorthodox to say, okay, you're already like 90% way through the school year, and now we're going to cut your budget for the current year. That's not normal, is it?
No, it's not. And that's my point, is that, the districts, and many of the districts, I have the Kenai District and the Homer District and also Cordova and Yakutat, and they have all hired people, they settled negotiated agreements with our staff, and so that money has already been partially expended. And, of course, the problem is we have a state law that says if you hire a teacher at the beginning of the year, you can't let that teacher go during the course of the year. So the recourse for the districts are really limited. I mean, they cannot reduce the staff because that's the biggest 80% of their budget goes towards staff. So it does put them in a very difficult position, but remember that's $20 million spread out over the entire state. And then $30 million for next year, which I think is probably something you can't really count on either. So, I've met with our attorneys to try to find out if it's legal because, we passed it. It was law, that $20 million and $30 million. And our attorneys gave me such a vague answer that you really can't count on it. The governor may have the right to do that, and there may not be anything we can do about it to see those monies are put back into the districts.
So what does a district do? Do they just go in the hole? Are we going to have, minuses at the end of the fiscal year?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, you should talk to Commissioner Superintendent Ledoux and see what his plans are for Kodiak. But, you're right. I mean, they've expended those funds. They have some fund balance. They have the borough may be able to help some in that they give them some funds as well. So it really puts the district and the borough in a very difficult position.
Kodiak Senator Gary Stevens, who along with Representative Louise Stutes will be in Kodiak next Thursday, February 28th, for an open house to talk with constituents about the budget. It will be held at the Legislative Information Office on Center Avenue from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.